This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Never ceases to amaze me whenever I talk politics that people from the far left and people from the far right call or text and accuse me of being on the other side. For those of you who have listened to me in the past, you should know I am registered no party. I do not affiliate myself with or identify with either the far right Republicans or the far left Democrats that now dominate our national politics and more our state politics as well. I think that 80% of Americans are in the middle somewhere. And that the middle gets screwed over and over and over again because the left and the right have these massive loud voices and everybody in the middle just gets passed right over. And it's got to be one or the other. And there's no compromise. That's a dirty word now. There's no coming together there and there's no middle. So most of us who are in the middle are in a bad, bad place. And I found it very interesting that Elon Musk, who has spent his life catering to the far left wing by producing these energy efficient electric cars that liberals love, then has this bromance with Donald Trump and joins the administration to help try to cut spending at the federal level, only to now be walking away from it and telling us he doesn't agree with everything Trump does, but he doesn't want to say he doesn't agree with everything Trump does because then there's a fight. Listen again to what he said.
It's not like I agree with everything the administration did. But it's difficult for me to bring that up in an interview because then it creates a bone of contention. So then I'm a little stuck in a bind where I'm like, I don't want to speak out against the administration. I also don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
So read between the lines. He does not agree with the big, beautiful bill. He thinks it increases spending, increases the deficit, and is counter to everything he was brought in to do. Yet Trump today seems to still love him, said he will always be a part of the administration. We're talking with John Kuvion with JMC Analytics, a pollster and analyst. And John, I think aren't a lot of our lawmakers also kind of stuck in the same position where you can't speak out against Donald Trump because then he'll take a political vendetta against you, but it might hurt their reelection bids, especially in the midterms or like with Senator Cassidy, we're seeing a huge effort to battle him for re-election because he has not been 100% on Team Trump.
Well, you know, Elon Musk's remarks to me are the perfect kind of challenge that anybody from the outside of the political world faces when he or she tries to go into politics to begin with. And that is, the fundamental nature of politics is entirely different than the fundamental nature of business. And I'm going to slip into the vernacular here. Politics is all about rubbing backs and scratching bellies and vice versa. In other words, it's a very transactional kind of sport, as it were. And so what that means is that you may have your core principles and think you want to do XYZ, but XYZ kind of is subordinate to the plain reality of you need to get a sufficient number of votes in the House and the Senate to get a big, beautiful bill to the president's desk to sign. So while Elon Musk may have his ideas about how he thinks spending and/or spending cuts should work, well, he's running smack dab against the political realities of what senators and/or constituencies and/or representatives want or don't want. So, like I said, when I hear that kind of remark, I'm thinking, okay, surely he has to appreciate that he may think that he could find all these spending cuts, but number one, is there in fact that waste that he thought there was? And number two, what constituencies is he impacting with these spending cuts? Because constituencies equals yes or no votes. And so that's the part of the equation which I think is fundamentally misunderstood here, is that he wants spending cuts, but the question is, will there be the votes for those spending cuts because of a senator who may not like rural hospitals closing or such and such tax credit being done away with or so forth? In other words, the cold, hard realities of politics versus, you know, an academic interest in what you think taxes or spending should be.
Well, someone like Bill Cassidy's got to make a difficult decision here, because even if there's things in this bill he doesn't like, if he votes against it, I got to imagine that his reelection gets even more difficult than it already is. And he's already in political hot water because he voted against Trump in his last term as president when they were going after him politically.
Right.
So I guess my question to you is, how does the average Louisiana voter feel about the big, beautiful bill? And how should Cassidy and our representatives react as a result, because they want to get reelected? Do they just blindly follow Trump and vote for everything he loves, or do they actually try to protect rural hospitals or get concerned about increasing the size of the deficit or government spending?
Right. So this is one of those questions where, as you can appreciate, there are a lot of little like offshoots to it. I will try to stick to just Senator Cassidy. So with Senator Cassidy, not only is he up for re-election next year, but he's going to be facing a Republican primary for the first time since 2010. And by 2010, I'm talking about that was the last time we tried party primaries in our state before that got repealed. So you're talking about facing an electorate, and it will be in April, by the way, where something like 70 to 80% of those who vote in that primary are going to be hardcore political activist types, probably like 70 to 80% registered Republicans. So that factor alone, I'm sure, has to weigh heavily in Senator Cassidy's decision about to what extent does he toe the Donald Trump line. The ones I would expect the defections to come from would be from more moderate Republican senators, like, say, a Susan Collins of Maine or a Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, or Tom Tillis of North Carolina, where they may be in more marginal states and they want to survive November. So those kinds of calculations to me kind of put Trump, pun intended, Trump everything else, because the stuff you're talking about, you know, what the people think, it's really a case of, I think people in the abstract would agree on, you know, cutting waste, cutting spending, da, 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 da. But then when you start getting into specific spending cuts, the question is, who wants to give up his or her favorite program? And that's where the complications always occur in politics, in addition to the are you going to be on Trump's good side or not equation. So, like I said, lots of little offshoots to that simple question that you have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Do you think Cassidy votes for it or against it?
I'd say for.
Does he really have a choice?
Not really. Because the thing you have to remember is when you're talking about aspects of your record between 2021 and 2026, or in his case, really 2015 to 2026 that you're going to have to defend. So you have the impeachment slash conviction vote. And the reason I'm saying slash conviction is the Senate is the one that does the conviction. The House does the impeachment. So you already have that kind of on the top of the list of demerits, so to speak. That really doesn't give you much margin for error in terms of disagreeing with the president on other issues, because the last thing you want to do is some oppo ad come out and say, well, Senator Cassidy opposes the Trump agenda in this, 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 and this way. Right now, I think he's just limiting it to one this. But you do not want to, you know, have as something he's got to defend that he voted against the big, beautiful bill, which therefore means he's against the administration. And you know as well as I do that that's how the political ads would go if he were to vote no on it.
Absolutely. And that would just give Fleming and anybody else who wants to challenge him far more fuel in what is still Louisiana is still a strong MAGA state, right? Deep red.
It is. Now, the thing that I think confuses people when you talk about being a strong MAGA slash Trump slash Republican state is by default, I think a Republican candidate has a much easier chance of winning in our state. But it's not like the voters are at 100% agreement on every single part of what Donald Trump is pushing. So there's a fine point there to be had. But for Senator Cassidy, he has to worry more about April 2026, and that is a primary where even though technically no parties can vote in addition to Republicans, it's going to be Republicans who are going to dominate the primary electorate. And the inconvenient truth of with this being an April primary, I'm expecting a pitifully low turnout, like maybe 20%, if even that. So imagine your whole fate being determined by a couple hundred thousand voters, but that is the reality of what Senator Cassidy has to consider for next April.
And those are probably those that 20% that turns out for that election are those who are most emotional and most motivated to vote, either because they love or hate one of the candidates.
Well, what I'll say is when you have a turnout that is that low, you're talking about people who really, really follow the issues. In other words, I would make the argument that probably the vast majority of that 20% turnout has already made up their mind one way or another. It then becomes a case of who can you motivate to the polls more to vote. But these, with these being the chronic voters, these are the types of people who already know the issues or believe they know the issues, as opposed to, say, the types of occasional voters you might see in November of 2028 or 2024.
Someone texts us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. What happened to the spines of the moderates? They are completely silent and afraid to stand up to the big orange mafia boss. Do we have a situation now where we only hear from the far right and the far left, and where the voices in the middle are either silenced or unheard? And if so, why?
So what's interesting about the moderates and spines is you have kind of two aspects to that question. The first, of course, is if you're moderate, that means historically you'd be more concerned about getting enough independents to win in November. And that's certainly the kind of thing that a Susan Collins would have to worry about in a state that typically votes Democratic. But there's become a second part of the equation to that if you're a moderate, and that is you got to get past your party's primary first. And so one of the things that started happening, and I can trace the beginnings of this back to 2010 with the Tea Party wave, all of a sudden primary voters became much more skeptical of Republican incumbents and threw them out a lot more. Now, since President Trump has been inaugurated, I'm seeing that kind of energy occurring on the Democratic side now, where if you're not 110% against Donald Trump, you may not be able to survive a party primary. But that's the problem that moderates have, is not just the gauntlet of getting past the general election, but being able to get through a party primary. So that kind of gravitational pull is affecting how these moderates vote and or the amount of spine they could have.
So it's as strong on the left as it is on the right. You either love Donald Trump on the right if you want to get elected or reelected, or you hate Donald Trump on the left 100% or 110%, like you said, if you want to get elected or reelected. And that means there's no room for compromise, for moderating, or anything in the middle.
Yes, and what becomes interesting about that emotion is you do have people now who are pushing. It's kind of ironic, in Louisiana, while we're going to be partially closing primaries for top-of-the-ballot races starting next year, there's other states where the push is on to open up the primaries to everybody. In other words, do a variation of the Louisiana primary. So, you know, politics swings back and forth so much. I think that that condition that you're describing is going to lead to more open primaries. Because if you have two groups of 50% strength that are 100% opposed to the other guy and will not have any room for discussion, well, you can't have a functioning government that way.
Talking with John Kuvion about the big, beautiful bill and all the issues surrounding it. And I'm really angry that we're in a place now where the middle has no voice, because I think the vast majority of Americans are in the middle. They're not all the way to the left or all the way to the right. And these closed primaries that Louisiana's just gone to, I understand why, because the far right's controlling things and they want to keep controlling things. So they want to have closed primaries. We'll see how long it survives this time around. We'll continue our conversation with John Kuvion coming up. Someone just texted in and said, I'm of the opinion that Trump's coattails are getting shorter. What does John think? Well, we'll find out if Trump's coattails are getting shorter, longer, or they're just the same length. How much political power does this president have right now? We'll ask John that, and we'll bring it to the local level as well. And somebody else wants to know, what about this talk of John Bel Edwards running against Cassidy for U.S. Senate? We'll dive into that conversation with John Kuvion up next. If you have a question or a comment, 504-260-1870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.